flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Zeros on the clock. The Flares fly skyward. And the Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. What a day, what a win, what a crowd, what a team, what a season. But it's not over yet.
That was the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the legendary Merrill Reese. We got him on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Merrill, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And, man, you're living right. In a short period of time, now you get to call your third Super Bowl.
Well, actually, it's my fifth.
Fifth, okay. Oh, wow. But in a short time.
In a short time, yeah, you're right. The other one was, the last one was 2 years ago, and then the other one was 8 years ago, so it's three in a very short period of time. You're right.
Merrill, Bob and I were talking about this. Let's just hope it ain't like the one in 81, okay, because that one didn't turn out too well with Coach Vermeil and the Eagles. And good gracious, the Raiders that day, everything was clicking, and we talked about what a great story, you know, because of Jim Plunkett and what he was able to accomplish and get him that Super Bowl. But thinking about what the Eagles have went through in a short period of time, because Andy Reid gets fired, and then they bring in Chip Kelly, and then all of a sudden you got Doug Peterson, and then bang, Nick Sirianni comes in. To see the success and behind the scenes, what Howie Roseman has done to put this team continuously on track. Doesn't matter who the head coach is. He's got a loaded football team. He's really done a fantastic job. He's the unsung hero of the Eagles today.
Well, I don't think he's unsung in these parts, guys. I think everyone talks about Howie as a future Hall of Fame general manager. He's done some amazing things, and probably the biggest move in this past offseason was getting Saquon Barkley. I tell Eagles fans they have to wake up every morning, and the first thing they have to do is face towards North Jersey and say, thank you, Giants.
That was a hell of a deal there. And almost, I've done a few shows today. We talk about how the Eagles are now University of Georgia North. All the players from Georgia that have ended up also on that Eagles football team.
Yeah, there are quite a few, led by Jordan Davis, who was the first-round draft choice 3 years ago, and then last year, Jalen Carter. Those two are unbelievable. Carter has been a force a tremendous force, and Jordan Davis is a great run stopper. But there are others who came from Georgia also, and it's really paid off.
Now, you know, Merrill, when you look at does Jalen Hurts get enough credit? Now, I guess the one play, look, as a fan who don't have a dog in the hunt, I love pro football. It was a very entertaining game the last Super Bowl when the Eagles, you know, played the Chiefs 38-35. But Jalen Hurts, you'd have to say, because I look at stats and all that, outplayed Pat Mahomes. Now, you got to look at the complete game, but that one fumble,
he
kind of stumbled to scoop and score, but he threw for 304 yards. He ran for 70 yards. He had 374 yards. Pat Mahomes had 226. You know, neither one of them threw an interception. And but I'm looking at Jalen Hurts ran for 70 yards that game, and now you got Saquon Barkley. I think if the Eagles don't turn it over, they could beat the Chiefs. Now, at the end, you might it might be well advised to be up by at least two scores so the Chiefs can't come back, because, you know, the one-score games, it just seems like the Chiefs have a great opportunity to win. But I don't think people don't realize the last Super Bowl when they went head-to-head that Jalen Hurts actually outplayed Pat Mahomes, I think.
Well, he did. You're right, Bobby. He did outplay Patrick Mahomes. And you asked the question, does he get enough credit? It depends on whether they won or lost. But he is a great quarterback. He's a very cerebral guy. He's very quiet, very down-to-earth, not a guy who blows his own horn. But he's got a great arm. He's an accurate passer. He has the ability to run, and that was the big thing, that he had been somewhat nicked after the Rams game, and people wondered if he'd be mobile going into this game. Because when he's mobile, they have to play the Eagles as plus one. They have to bring another player to the line of scrimmage. And then that often frees up Saquon Barkley. But when he is just throwing the ball, it makes it a little tougher. But he can win with his arm, or he can win with his legs.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Merrill, one of the things, too, defensively, to have two rookie cornerbacks play at that level, like what Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean has done, and Cooper, he should have been a first-round pick, but because of the leg injury, and sometimes we see it happen, guys with injuries, they fall a little bit, and it happened to him. What two great pickups by the Eagles to get those two guys in the opening rounds of the draft, and now they're starting on a Super Bowl team.
Well, and they're like up for Rookie of the Year, except you got Jaden Daniels. But that kind of skills.
Well, you're right. Now, Jaden Daniels is a great player and will be for a long time to come, but look, you're talking about two great defensive backs. Cooper DeJean is outstanding. Quinyon Mitchell had his second interception, had no interceptions during the season, although rarely was he beaten, and they started throwing away from him. But he had an interception in the win over the Packers, and he had another one late in yesterday's game. So they're two outstanding young players.
Zach Bond, I think, is the talk, not only in Philly but here, of why didn't they work out here? And Merrill, you've been in this game a long time. You understand sometimes fit for a player is essential. It was the right fit, right coach. Vic Fangio kind of pointed out, that's the guy I think can really play well in my defense. He has been legitimately, he should be in the talk to be the defensive player of the year in the NFL.
Defensive coordinator. Yeah, Vic Fangio, right?
I couldn't agree more. You know, you talk about Vic Fangio, and he's great. You hear coaches use the expression all the time, I've got to put the players in the right places to make plays. And that's what he did. He put a Bond inside. He came here as a special teamer and an outside linebacker, and Vic Fangio looked at him and said, no, I think he fits inside, and from the opening game against the Packers in Brazil, right through the season, Zach Bourne has been a playmaker. He's come up with interceptions, sacks, fumble recoveries, great tackles. He is a tremendous, tremendous player. He was first team all pro. So that's how well he played, and I agree. He could very easily be the defensive player of the year. And another guy you didn't mention, but I should have brought it up when you mentioned the University of Georgia guys, a guy who really didn't produce last year, picked at the end of the first round. But again, Vic Fangio looked at him and said, he's a good player. We're going to work with him, and he's going to get better and better. And Nolan Smith seems to come up with a sack every single game.
You know, Merrill, when you see Vic, tell him I said hi. You know, he actually, people don't know, he was like wet behind the ears, and he's like, I don't know, 180 pounds soaking wet back then, 170 pounds. You know, he just goes back with Coach Moore and the Philadelphia Stars and old USFL.
Right.
I played against him, and then, you know, then they were the Baltimore Stars, and then we played in 85, then we all go to the NFL, then we all with the Saints together. And he coaches the outside linebackers and Hall of Famer Ricky Jackson and NFL Defensive Player of the Year Pat Swillen. So it ain't his first rodeo.
So
Vic Fangio knows what he's doing.
You were at the Saints with Vic Fangio, right?
Yes, he was. He was a coach. Sidwell's a D coordinator, and Vic Fangio was coaching the outside linebacker Ricky Jackson and Pat Swillen. So this is late '80s now, Merrill. So.
Yeah, my son who lives in California watched the game on television yesterday, and he said Vic Fangio was on screen so much that I should tell him that he's the Eagles' Taylor Swift.
Eagles'
That's
Taylor
pretty
Swift.
Good.
Now, Merrill, how about to keep everybody happy or content? I think it was a great balance. Saquon Barkley. He got off. I mean, if you look at it, the very first play of the game, you can't get better than that. Takes it to the house, goes 60 yards for a touchdown, ends up with 118 yards. But A.J. Brown caught six passes, 96 yards, and a touchdown, and the rest is history. And when you look, he's scoring 55 points. So they kind of shared the wealth. But I don't know. It'd be Coach Spags and the Chiefs' defense. But pick your poison of what do you want to do? Because if they're going to try and stop Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts committed to the run, and you have an extra man in the box, then one-on-one, I kind of like what the Eagles have in A.J. Brown and our boy from Emeet.
Devontae Smith.
So I'll look at that, and then now Hurts just got to be accurate with the football when it's one-on-one coverage. So unless they turn it over, I don't see the Chiefs stopping the Eagles.
Well, it's going to be tough. Yesterday, I said on the air, they had a fourth down at 5 early in the third quarter near midfield, and they didn't send out the punter. And I said on the air, to be honest with you, I said, I think they should punt right here because they're leading, and you're taking a big risk at 4th and 5, but if it doesn't connect, you're giving the Commanders the ball at midfield. The next thing I knew, Hurts was backpedaling. He goes downtown for A.J. Brown and hits him in stride about 30 yards away. A magnificent pass that I know you can appreciate.
Merrill, one of the things, there's certainly a lot of talk here, of the Saints sending a private plane to Philly to talk to Kellen Moore as a possible head coach with the Saints. Kind of give us a little bit of background. He's been there just 1 year. But what he's brought to the table here, and do you think he would be ready to be a head coach in the National Football League?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, he was the winningest quarterback in the history of college football. I think he was 50-3 at Boise State. And then he came to Detroit, and then he came to the Cowboys as a backup quarterback, and then he got injured. And then right away he was put on the coaching staff. He rose to the role of offensive coordinator. Then he was with the Chargers. Now he's with the Eagles. He's bright. He gets along with players. He's well-spoken. He's a leader. I think he'd make an outstanding coach for any team that's fortunate enough to get him.
Now, Merrill, when I look at this, and obviously you hear that chant, you know, E-A-G-L-S, Eagles, you know, and all that, and fly, Eagles, fly. But winning their only Super Bowl in 2017 season with Nick Foles, I thought this was admirable that they bring the quarterback back, and he won that against New England. But he was the honorary captain. So if Nick Foles walks around Philadelphia, does he have to pay for a meal or what? Or any, the local folks take care of him?
No, I don't think he has to pay for a meal in Philadelphia. There's a statue of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson outside of Lincoln Financial Field, taken from the post right before the famous Philly play at the Super Bowl 52. But Nick is a great guy, and he stays close to this organization, and everybody here loves him.
Merrill, thanks so much for taking some time to join us this afternoon. Always enjoy when you on, and man, love to listen to you make those calls. And like, if we do a Monday night game and the Eagles play, well, as I leave the casino, first thing I do is to find you guys on air, because you do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I also appreciate Bobby, because I always loved calling a game with Bobby Hebert. I think you were a tremendously skilled quarterback and a great leader for that franchise. So thank you for having me on.
Appreciate it.
All
thank
right,
you
Merrill,
so much.
Thank you.
Merrill Hodge, he does an unbelievable job calling the Philadelphia Eagles game. Merrill Reese has done this. Bob.
Old school.
Man, you talk about he's had some longevity in this business, and it's something you don't see a lot.
Well, the thing is, you can hear, you don't even know what game's playing. You hear
the voice.
Oh, that's the Eagles.